Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today's episode is going to be a quick take. On episodes like these, I give you my initial take on a newly spoiled card or commander from an upcoming set. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So, the hits, they just seem to keep coming. M21 spoilers might be done, but Jumpstart, let's start off with a bang. We have a brand new commander that was spoiled from Jumpstart, so I'm going to do a quick take on this brand new commander. I'm going to take you through a potential strategy, cards to consider for the build, as well as reasonable upgrades to consider too. But yeah, this seems like a very exciting new commander. It definitely is kind of a unique take on... Well, let's just jump into the card first so I can discuss it. So, Kel's Fight Fixer. She's a 4-3 Azra Warlock with Menace that costs 2 black-black. She has, whenever you sacrifice a creature, you may pay Dimir if you do draw a card. Pay 1, sacrifice a creature. Kel's Fight Fixer gains indestructible until end of turn. So, this is a Dimir Aristocrat-style commander. I mean, obviously you can take it in different directions, but this is seems to be the direction that it lends toward most. So, yeah, and... Dimir, we really haven't seen, to my knowledge, really any other aristocrat-style commander. So this is kind of like new open space for blue when it comes to kind of being involved in aristocrats. So there's a lot of exciting cards that we can use in blue. I'm going to try to highlight those throughout the episode. There are plenty of great black cards that work great in aristocrats, but those have been, you know, there's plenty of other decks out there like Orzhov decks that utilize those as well, or mono black decks, the aristocrat decks as well. So I'm going to try to highlight the blue ones as best as I can. But yeah, this commander is a fantastic one. It reminds me a little bit of Yawgmoth. A little bit, not nearly as broken. But basically, it's a huge engine for your deck. It provides both a sacrifice outlet, which is huge, and also a draw engine as well, which, again, Yawgmoth does both of those too, but for free, essentially. So, but basically, this one also, Kels, she can be indestructible when you sacrifice a creature. So she can protect herself, which is fantastic. So your engine... What your deck is going to be based around, protects herself, sacrifices your creatures for value, draws you cards. Yeah, she's just going to be tough to deal with and also just kind of provide you an incredible amount of value throughout the game. Let's jump in some cards that might kind of suit themselves toward this aristocrat style strategy. Again, I'm going to try to highlight blue ones if I can. So obviously you're going to want some creature fodder to sacrifice with either Kells or another sacrifice outlet. A blue one that comes to mind off the top of my mind first is Reefworm. Reefworm is a 0/1 worm that costs 3 and a blue. It says when it dies, create a 3/3 blue fish creature token with. When this creature dies, create a 6/6 blue whale creature token with. When this creature dies, create a 9/9 blue kraken creature token. So basically, this is 4 creatures in 1. So yeah, you pay 4 mana and you can sacrifice, you know, 4 creatures essentially. You get a lot of value out of that. Now, obviously, sacrificing into a 3/3, 3/3s are okay. You know, a 6/6, that's pretty good in Commander. And a 9/9, yeah, you can do some damage with that. So yeah, obviously, you don't have to just keep sacrificing these just to, you know, sacrifice them, you know, if you want to generate value. You can also use them to attack and whatnot. But yeah, Reefworm definitely came to mind as a good piece of fodder, essentially, you know. Any kind of creature that either comes into play and makes other creatures, or when they die, they make other creatures, that can be a good piece of an aristocrat-style strategy. One that might be one of the best cards in this deck is going to be Chasm Skulker. It's a 1/1 Squid Horror that costs 2 and a blue. It says whenever you draw a card, put a ++1 counter on Chasm Skulker, and when it dies, create X 1/1 blue squid creature tokens with Island Walk and X, where X is the number of ++1 counters on Chasm Skulker. So your engine that that your commander is providing you is essentially also helping you kind of draw those cards that makes Chasm Skulker bigger. So you sacrifice creatures, you make Chasm Skulker bigger, and then when you need to pop your Chasm Skulker, you can. You sacrifice that, you make a ton of, what's it make, squid? Yeah, squid creature tokens, and then you can use those to sacrifice as well. So again, this is kind of like a token generator that kind of like, it builds over time. So again, the longer you hold out from actually sacrificing it, the more tokens that you're going to get. And yeah, this can be a fantastic way to kind of finish your opponents off in one big, big turn once you're set up properly. Nadir Kraken is somewhat similar. It's a 2/3 Kraken that costs 1 blue. It says whenever you draw a card, you may pay 1. If you do, put a ++1 counter on Nadir Kraken and create a 1/1 blue tentacle creature token. So this kind of combos a little bit with our commander, with Kells. So essentially, yeah, you're going to be drawing cards. You need the mana for it, obviously. But yeah, you draw a card, you sacrifice a creature, you pay to draw, you sacrifice another creature, you pay to draw, you pay to make a squid, or sorry, tentacle. So you can keep kind of like sacrificing, paying, making, drawing. It just kind of, it kind of loops. So you can keep going over and over again. You do need mana for that. And there are other ways, obviously, to kind of, I mean, again, I think I mentioned this before in a couple episodes, plenty of episodes, I'm sure. But basically, free sacrifice outs are always going to be better than ones that cost mana. So if you have other ones out there, and we'll get to some here in a bit that are free, that can really come in handy in saving you mana, kind of on that piece for not having to use Kell's ability to sacrifice. You can use some free abilities instead. Obviously, Black has plenty of great creature fodder for Aristocrats. So Reassembling Skeleton is a 1-1 skeleton warrior that costs 1 in a black and has pay 1 in a black, return it from your graveyard to the battlefield tap. So this is just a repeatable piece of sacrifice fodder that you can pretty much just always keep getting back when you need it. So that can be a great, again, piece of fodder that you can keep utilizing throughout the game. Again, I mentioned some other outlets that are going to be effective for this. Again, Kells is a great one because, again, it can protect itself. But, again, free sacrifice outlets can also just provide you more value throughout the game. So Woe Strider can be a fantastic one. A 3-2 horror that costs 2 and a black. When it comes into play, create a 0-1 goat creature token. Sacrifice another creature, scry 1, and it's got escape. And when it escapes, it comes back into play with 2 +1/+1 counters on it. So basically, this is a sacrifice out that you can recur. And also, again, it sacrifices for free and provides value when you sacrifice. And on top of that, it comes into play with a token, which is great. Dimir Houseguard is another one to consider. A 2-3 skeleton with fear that costs 3 and a black. It has sacrifice creature, regenerate Dimir Houseguard, and it's got transmute for 1 black-black. So yeah, sacrificing for free again and protecting itself with that regeneration. Not as good as indestructible, but still can get around most things and protect it and keep it in play for you. And then, yeah, transmuting, it's just kind of a good flexible piece that if you know you need to just ditch this, if you already got another free sacrifice outlet in play or whatnot, you already set up, you can go get something else that's maybe more valuable for the situation that you're in. It's kind of like a tutor again for something that has a converted mana cost of 4. Some other kind of death benefits that you're going to want kind of when you're sacrificing creatures. Yes, you benefit with Kells. You know, you can pay Dimir to draw a card every single time you sacrifice a creature, but there are other ways to benefit as well. Again, anytime you kind of get free benefits, you don't have to pay for them. That's always going to be preferred. So something like Smothering Abomination is a 4-3 Eldrazi with Devoid, which really doesn't do anything or matter. It costs 2 black-black, and it's got flying. It says, at the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature. Whenever you sacrifice a creature, draw a card. So this lets you sacrifice a creature for free, which, again, this deck is going to want to do most of the time. And then you also just get to draw for free every single time you sacrifice a creature. So it's kind of like an extra draw, you know, on top of what you can do for Kells. You have to pay for Kells, but this is free. So it's definitely going to help you generate a lot of value throughout the game. Murder of Crows is a blue card to consider. It's a bit expensive for what it does. Mana-wise, a 4-4 bird with flying that costs 3 blue-blue. It says, whenever another creature dies, you may draw a card. If you do, discard a card. This isn't card advantage. It is card selection, which can definitely come in handy, especially you're going to be drawing a lot of other cards, you know, with, you know, Kells, as well as other things like Smothering Abomination. So you're going to have lands to ditch and other cards that you don't really need. Open the Graves is another kind of death benefit that can really kind of help your deck go off. It's an enchantment for 3 black-black. It says, whenever a non-token creature you control dies, create a 2-2 black zombie creature token. So yeah, you're going to be sacrificing a lot of non-token creatures with this deck, and you're going to be able to create some tokens to sacrifice as well. So yeah, there's some other cards that do something similar to this. This is a pretty good one to consider. And then, of course, some draining effects to help you finish out the game, like a Zulaport Cutthroat, a 1-1 human rogue ally that costs 1 and a black. Whenever it or another creature you control dies, each opponent loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. So yeah, this is a great way to, you know, again, just kind of drain out the board. You know, it helps buffer your life. This can be a fantastic finisher. You get one or two of these kind of effects out, and you can easily finish off the game. Some cards to consider in blue that, again, you know, Aristocrat-style decks really haven't had access to blue that I think can be really good in this Aristocrat-style strategy is going to be cards that are like cloning effects, essentially. So Mirror Image is a 0/0 shapeshifter that costs 2 and a blue. It can enter the battlefield as a copy of any creature you control. So yeah, essentially just, I mean, obviously not going to double up in a legendary creature, but, you know, like a Zulaport Cutthroat. Getting a second Zulaport Cutthroat out there can be huge and can be just what you need to finish out the game. Or maybe you get that second Smothering Abomination. You get a whatever you need for the situation that you're in, you're just getting another kind of duplicate piece of that engine that you want out there. So yeah, this can just really kind of help set you over the top. You know, you might have, your opponents might think they're safe. You know, you've only got, you know, one Zulaport Cutthroat or one kind of draining effect out, and you set a second one out there, and you're basically doubling up that effect, which can be huge. Again, blue has access to a ton of cloning effects like Cackling Counterpart. Instant for one blue. Create a token that's a copy of target creature control, and it's got flashback for five blue. So you can get basically two clones essentially on the battlefield. So yeah, I think that clones is an interesting kind of new kind of take or new kind of tech that you can use with this kind of aristocrat style deck that can really kind of set itself apart from other aristocrat style decks and can really kind of, you know, help you again finish out a game, get an incredible amount of value out of out of the creatures that you're sacrificing. Some reasonable upgrades to consider for this deck. I hate to say it, but Blood Artist is actually kind of expensive these days. I think it's around $4. A 0/1 vampire that costs one and a black. Whenever it or another creature dies, target player loses one life, you gain one life. It's kind of like Zulport Cutthroat, but a more focused, but it's targeted. Again, you're targeting one player, but it does count all creatures on the battlefield, not just your own. So that is, again, a fantastic way to drain out opponents. But yeah, it's around $4 right now, unfortunately. Free sacrifice outlets, like Ashnod's Altar can be fantastic for this deck. It's a bit more expensive. I think it's around, again, $4 or $5 right now. But it's an artifact that costs 3. Sacrifice a creature, add colors to your mana pool. So yeah, this is a fantastic one. It can help pay for at least Kells' sacrifice ability or kind of what else you need. You may be casting other things. But yeah, so a free sacrifice outlet that generates you mana can be huge for a deck like this. And finally, Aura Thief, cards that basically kind of like have like a big benefit when they die can be fantastic. It's a 2/2 illusion with flying that costs 3 and a blue. When it dies, you gain control of all enchantments. So yeah, this is just something that can kind of come out of nowhere. Again, there aren't really any kind of Dimir, to my knowledge, any kind of Dimir aristocrat style strategies. So when you're playing blue, you might not usually have kind of access to ways to just easily sacrifice creatures. So yeah, Aura Thief can be a fantastic one because you're just basically like, hey, okay, yeah, I'll just play it, and yeah, I sacrifice it, and for essentially, you know, if you've got a free sacrifice out on the board, 4 mana, gain control of all enchantments, yeah, that can be pretty game-ending, you know, depending on what kind of meta you're playing in and what, you know, your opponents are doing with, you know, enchantments and whatnot. But yeah, plenty of cards to consider. Again, I think that, you know, Kells really opens up kind of a brand new kind of look and take on aristocrats because, again, it is a Dimir commander that is, you know, probably the first kind of, and again, I could be very wrong, I'm sure you're going to hear it in the comments, you know, oh, this one actually is a aristocrat-style commander. But, you know, a very kind of powerful, aristocrat-style commander that is in Dimir. So, again, it just kind of opens up, you know, that new take on aristocrats, which I think can be pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from you, though. Let me know in the comments below what you think about Kells, what do you think about this take, what you think about, you know, Dimir aristocrats. So yeah, let me know in the comments below, and as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.